Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So stay with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
Maybe not.
Random thought time.
So hey, we're in the car, doing a random thought in the car.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a pain.
And Sean is paying attention to his driving because that's what he does.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
And he's thirsty. Wow, that's an exciting random thought. Shawnee!
Yes, my love?
Yay! That's not quite so cranky.
I'm not cranky.
He's a little cranky. Let's talk about embarrassing moments from our childhood.
Okay, you first.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, you're the one that thought of it. You obviously have one in mind.
Okay, so I thought about this because we were driving in the car and we don't have satellite radio because we're cheap. And so we like switch real radio stations all the time. And one of the radio stations had this really bad, not bad, but it had an old Beatles song on it, which instantly made me think back, harken back to my youth days when I was in this horrible, not horrible, it wasn't horrible.
Because
I'm negative because we're stuck in the car for like 8 hours. So, I was in this song and dance company.
In 2 miles, continue on to CT 15 north toward I-84 east.
Now you know where we are. Did you guys hear that? Anyways, so I was in the song and dance company, and it was a Beatles song that we sang in the song and dance company. And to put this in perspective, like, think like late 80s, early 90s youth getting paid to play places like Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, the Masonic Hall in Manchester, New Hampshire, Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh my God.
But we got paid, and I was all about the money, so I was like, okay, I got paid.
Are we going to 84 East?
We are going north to 84 East.
All right.
And I was all about the money, but, like, the songs and the dancing were really embarrassing to my independent rocker self. And other people in the song and dance company were Sarah Silverman, who's super famous now. She's a comedian and an actress. And Bridget Walsh, who is the first touring Annie from the musical Annie. And I was somehow also in this song and dance company, possibly because my cousin was the lead dancer. So, yeah, we sang the songs of fame. That took so long for you to get. But
no, I was thinking, I can't touch that.
No, come on.
I can't come up with an embarrassing childhood story. Even comes close. The best thing I can think
of is the left 2 lanes to continue on to CT 15 North toward I-84 East.
Lines for everything in Florida.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, like 4 or 5 years old, like four probably, I don't know. My mom went into the bank and she left me and my grandmother in the car to wait. And my mom was gone so long. And I had to pee in my grandmother's pee in a bottle.
In 1.6 miles, continue on to I-84 East.
No!
Not literally.
In public?
In the car.
Oh, alright.
She had to pee in a bottle. Which really wasn't embarrassing, but it's kind of funny.
It's embarrassing.
And I just jogged that memory.
Wait, what did she do with the bottle? Did the bottle just stay in the car? Did you have a cap?
She probably put the cap on it.
Oh, what if someone thought it was Sprite?
My pee's not clear and fizzy. I don't think my grandmother was drinking Sprite. She was probably drinking a Budweiser.
Oh, man. Wait, did it stop recording?
Oh, my God.
No, wait, no, no, it's still good. I thought it stopped. What? They did probably think it was Bud.
No, because Budweiser didn't have screw-on lids back then. It would have been a can, a death lid can. Oh. Where you ripped the tab off. Oh.
You know, other people do podcasts and they don't have background noises.
Like the radio?
Or the MapQuest or Google Maps
not
telling
as cool
us where.
As us. You probably don't do it in the car.
You know, we're probably like in 10 years, we'll be like, that was so embarrassing. I'll be thinking about this like I think about my Fame song days and New Horizons, which was the name of my song and dance group. And you'll be thinking about it the way you think about peeing in the bottle.
Oh, that just makes me laugh now, I guess. But at the time, I know I didn't want to do it. I was embarrassed to pee in a bottle and film my grandmother. But she was in the front seat. I was in the back. So
that made it okay.
Apparently, because I know I was peeing in that bottle. Or out the window. One of the two.
I love that, like, when you have to pee, you can't go if you're nervous. So you must have really had to pee.
Who?
People.
Not me.
I thought that was a thing.
Well, it is for most people.
I have an embarrassing pee story that happened yesterday.
I was with you yesterday.
Yeah, not you weren't with me when the embarrassing pee story happened.
What happened?
Alright, so I met one of the publishers at Bloomsbury.
That's not a pee story.
No, it is.
Oh, I was thinking of the bathroom. Airport story.
No, not the bathroom airport story. That was somebody else's embarrassment.
Continue on to I-84 East.
Okay, so we're on I-84 East in Connecticut, and there's cars all around us as I tell you this random thought piece story.
There's cars all around us.
41 miles. Continue on I-84 East.
And we keep stopping, and I'm a nervous passenger. Okay, so quickly, this is what...
High-speed lane?
Johnny, you swore.
Nobody heard me.
All right. Quickly, this is what happened. What happened is I was meeting with my editor who turned into a publisher because she got a promotion for Bloomsbury. And she and I, we were like getting the check already and I really had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I'll just go. Do you mind if I go to use the restroom for a second? I'll be really quick. And she said, like a nice human being who has social skills, she said, oh no, don't worry, take your time. And I said, no, I'm always really fast. It's like a superpower.
That's funny.
It's horrible.
You were embarrassed by that?
Yes, I just said that my ability to pee quickly is a superpower.
Yeah.
I think that's crossing the line of talking about going to the restroom in a professional setting, honestly.
Well, she seems like she can be pretty laid back.
Well, she's a very cool human being, but I still shouldn't have had no filter.
You never have a filter.
I know, I have no filter. It's so bad. Yeah.
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 The end.
Writing tip of the pod.
So, editor Cheryl Klein talks about reading writers and I want to call Dave Eggers Ed Davers, but whatever. Eggers.
Egger suit. He's in an Egger suit. It's not the real Egger. He's in an Egger suit.
Anyways, he had an interview in Harper Magazine during a time in Cheryl's life when she felt like she was in a fog and had no direction. It was right after college, and a lot of us feel that way then. And so for those of us in the kid book world who know her, it's really hard to imagine someone as amazing as Cheryl Klein lacking focus and direction. But she sent me her commencement speech where she details this time in her life, and it was really eye-opening and comforting. In the article that she referenced, Eggers basically said he didn't worry about being real or being unreal. He just said yes to possibilities and opportunities. And according to Klein, he said, quote, "There is only saying yes to opportunities whenever they come, trying whatever makes your world larger, your experience greater, your life better. Sometimes just for the pleasure of trying new things and of saying yes."
this is something Carrie tells kids at almost every single school visit that she does.
You're so enthusiastic, Sean.
She talks about improv. Well, I had some sidebar thoughts while you were talking. It tells them to just say yes to ideas and adventures. She is always asked for advice on how to be a writer, and she always says, gulp up experience. Live the biggest life you can.
So the center of attention in your life, what is it, Shawnee?
It's my own brain right now.
Okay, and what is it you want to do to be? It's easy to feel superfluous, but you're not. You're not superfluous. And when you understand your life's work, that helps you do what he wants. The real and the unreal don't matter because it just is. You're saying yes and you're taking those experiences, right? Yeah. And a lot of people tell you to do this by making a sentence, which is basically your name plus what you do plus who you do it for plus why you do it. So
I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right. All right.
My name, Sean Furrow. What I do. I slave every day away.
Oh, who dear goodness.
My three girls, Carrie Elizabeth, and Lily and Emily. And why do I do it? So and I can have fun in life. And when we die, the girls can have a healthy head start to their own financial, what's the word? Independence.
Oh. Sean's applauding himself.
Oh, you got your own.
I do have my own. Mine would be, I'm Carrie Jones, and I write stories about kindness and bravery and connection for kids because they deserve those sorts of stories. And that's at least what I thought I was until last week when I had a little crisis. And now it's just sort of like, yeah. I'm Carrie Jones, and I write things for somebody because I don't know how not to write, and I'm sort of expected to, so yeah. So I had a time last week.
Hey, some people just
have a time.
The right place, the right time. Not you.
So on my Facebook page last week, I asked people what they do when they have like a fail moment or a time and they can't quit. They can't quit, but they can't quite get over it either. And like, how do you find your way again? And there were a million people who had so many beautiful pieces of advice that I'm showcasing on my blog probably for the next month because so many people responded because people can be awesome. But one wonderful person, Rhonda Parrish, said this. Do you want to say what Rhonda said, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to?
Because I think it's cool. No, right. Actually, I'm going to do the same thing. I got a tattoo. This is Rhonda, not me. Right on my hand, where I can see it all the time. It says, fail better. Not feel better, but fail better. I think that's brilliant, Rhonda.
Rhonda also said, because I have often felt like a failure in the past, and I know I'll feel that way in the future as well, but I don't want fear of that feeling to stop me from doing things. The tattoo is there to remind me that not succeeding at something is not failure, but not trying it in the first place might be. And also that failing once doesn't always equal failure. I can always try again. And again, and again. It helps. It puts my neurosis right there on my hand for everyone in the world to see, LOL. But it helps. And then she uses quote.
Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better. That takes a whole arm.
And who said that? Not Rhonda.
Samuel Beckett.
Yeah.
Oh, Samuel's brilliant.
As is Rhonda. Yeah, they're both brilliant. So when you know there are possibilities, when you remember one moment doesn't forever define you, when you say yes to adventure, when you tattoo reminders right on your skin, all of that, every bit of that, it can help. So our writing tip of the pod, oops.
Go ahead, you go.
Is be yourself when you write. Don't try to be John Green or J.K. Rowling. Be you. Write like you. And know that your failures, however big or small, are just part of your success. Eventual.
Next time, fail better.
There you go.
From our random thought thing, I had a couple takeaways.
Oh, really?
Number one, my grandmother didn't drink Budweiser. It was Coors Light or Busch. She was classy like that. Can I hear that again?
No.
Number three, or number two.
You skipped.
I did. I was thinking maybe we should have a different thing where I'm just like your wingman and I interject stuff every once in a while and you do all the serious stuff.
I don't think that's cool.
Okay, number three. New Horizons.
Stop it. I didn't make the name up.
And number four, and last one. When you said I cussed.
Yeah.
And I said nobody heard it. I think you believe me. It never happened.
I tend to just believe you.
Yeah, that was funny.
No, it's not. No.
Fail better, baby.
Feel better. We're going to feel better at this podcast soon. 'Cause about your own self and identity that you're getting through other people, because other people can sometimes suck. They can tell you bad things about yourself. They can be like, you're a bad dog. You're a bad dog, Sparty, because you didn't automatically go to the bathroom on our walk today and it took you 20 minutes. But like for Sparty, that negative input is a reassurance or a negative thing that's coming from an external source that just doesn't matter. What matters is him looking out and being like, wow, I'm a great dog enjoying this walk. Look at how beautiful the world is. Right? And that's what people that's need right. to do too.
If you want to sniff every crap on your way to a good poop,
oh no.
That just might be who you are. So I got it. Thanks, baby.
You're welcome anytime.
That was a good interpretation.
Oh boy.
So for the tips that go with this podcast, the actual written down intellectual tips, go to carriejonesbooks.blog and you'll find those there under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast page.
What if I accidentally put in carriejonesbooks.com?
Then you kind of have to go to the tab on the left-hand side where it says Dogs Are Smarter Than People, too. It's all connected, man.
I'm back again. But, you know, I'm waiting for my electronical technical expert. Hey, if you are kind, like super, super kind, and you want to help us out, well, number one, you already are, because if you're hearing these words, that means you've listened to our entire very much. Don't do anything drastic to yourself. It's not that bad. But if you want to help us out even further, you can do one of many things, and they're also very easy. Number one, you can follow Carrie on her blog at CarrieJonesBooks.blog. She has writing tips, life tips, and even a ridiculously funny Thursday feature called Cooking with a Writer. By the way, most of those recipes are actually darn good, even though there's no meat in them. Which is satire, sort of. That's the Cooking with a Writer. Not what I said. But with real recipes. Or. You can follow her on Instagram and or Twitter and or Facebook. We're thinking about doing some YouTube, but Carrie's worried we're not pretty enough. Actually, Carrie wrote that. Not pretty enough.
He's totally pretty enough. I'm not.
Carrie's much prettier than I. No. I just don't care. So, if I'm not pretty enough for you, guess what? Open your eyes.
Oh my god.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so scared. Okay. You can also follow our podcast and rate it hopefully highly on iTunes or Stitcher or Castos, and you can share it with your friends. Remember nursery school, and we were all like, hey, sharing is good. That's true now too.
That's a good analogy.
I know, man.
Finally. Let's do it together.
No, let's not.
All right, let's alternate words. I'll say you, you say
that would be so
okay.
Annoying.
You can buy one of Carrie's books. They're all outrageously good. And that helps because money keeps the dogs in kibble, and they're running low. Honest to God. You can find out more. Do I hear a dog barking?
There is a dog barking, but please, let's just finish this so we can end.
Oh, I thought they might like to hear the dog bark. That's Cammy. You can find out more about her award-winning and occasionally internationally best-selling books on her blog or at CarrieJonesBooks.com. So everything is CarrieJonesBooks.blog.com. Whatever you want to put in.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Bye.
So love terrible. You guys.
Say I love you guys.
I love you. I'm sorry I'm not perfect.
What she means is I'm sorry for my husband.
No, I mean me.